Have you ever noticed how, like, just a tiny change to a nose can make a huge difference in a person's face?
It's incredible, right?
Yeah. So today we're gonna be like diving deep, deep, deep into the world of rhinoplasty. And we're using Berkeley Square Medical's before and after page. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah, it's a fascinating
It's
page.
really interesting, right?
Yeah.
Like, we all know people get nose jobs, but this is like,
This is like the inside scoop.
it is. It's like we're like little flies on the wall, like
It's
eavesdropping on these consultations. So,
because you get to see what patients are actually asking for,
right, exactly.
which is really cool. It's like we don't usually get that.
We don't. So that's what we're looking at. It's like, what are people actually asking for when they go in for these consultations? So, big takeaways. When you were looking at it, what were people hoping to achieve?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is that everybody's really looking for balance. You know, they feel like their nose is either too big for their face or too crooked or just kind of like not really working with the rest of their features. You see phrases like too large and disproportionate or crooked for her face.
Oh, I bet.
One patient even said her nose was too sharp and unbalanced for her features.
Too sharp. Ooh, I feel like that would make me so self-conscious if somebody said that about like
Yeah.
my nose. But I think it's interesting that it's not always about size. It's about like how it works with the rest of your face, which kind of makes sense.
It's all about the harmony
It is about the harmony, yeah.
of the face.
And speaking of harmony, you mentioned that like one of the most common adjustments is tip refinement. So what is that? Break it down for us.
So tip refinement is essentially where they go in and they're going to reshape the tip of the nose to either be smaller, more delicate, maybe a little more defined, you
Okay.
know? So you're really just sculpting that very end of the nose.
So like if before is like a bold statement
Yeah.
nose, after is like a subtle, elegant nose, is that?
Exactly.
Okay, I like
And a
it.
lot of the before photos, it's funny because you look at them and it's like the nose is kind of like stealing the show a little bit, you
Yeah.
know? And I think that's what people are trying to balance out.
They are. That makes total sense. Okay, so we've got tip refinement. What about straightening? Is that a
Oh,
thing?
yeah, profile straightening is huge.
I bet, because if your nose is crooked, that's like your whole profile.
Your whole profile is a little bit off,
Yeah.
and this is often combined with fixing a deviated septum.
Oh.
So it's both aesthetic and functional, which is great.
It's amazing. Get two for one. What other tweaks are we seeing?
Projection reduction is a big one.
Okay, projection reduction.
So that's all about adjusting how far the nose projects from the face.
Oh, so like how much it sticks out?
Yes,
Okay.
exactly.
Got it. Okay.
And that can actually make the nose look shorter
Really?
or even soften features, which some people find more flattering.
So interesting. Like, it's amazing how such a, it seems like such a subtle thing,
Yeah.
but it changes your whole face.
It's all about the proportions.
It's all about the proportions. Okay.
And then, of course, you have things like columella and tip angle correction.
Okay, now you're just using words I don't even know.
So the columella, picture this.
Okay.
It's that little strip of skin that separates your nostrils.
Wow, like the little bridge.
Like a mini bridge.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Like the part that always gets sunburned on me first.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And surgeons can actually adjust the length of that or the angle that it makes with your upper lip.
Wow.
There's actually a really interesting example on the website, an 18-year-old who had this done, and it's very subtle, but it really just makes her nose look so much more balanced
Oh,
with
interesting.
her
It's
features.
like these surgeons are artists.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are.
They're artists with cartilage and bone. It's amazing. And speaking of these patients, I was looking at the age range. It's not just like teenagers, which I kind of thought it would be.
You would think,
Like,
right?
I was like surprised to see people in their 40s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've got a 46-year-old on there.
Wow.
Yeah, it really makes you think like these insecurities that people have, they really do follow people throughout their lives.
That's so true.
Yeah. I mean, you would think by the time you're 40, you're like over it, you
You're
know?
right. Like, you've got bigger fish to fry.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got tip refinement, we've got straightening. Are there any other trends in terms of like the actual adjustments that they're
Oh,
making?
those are definitely the most popular. And it's funny because when you look at a lot of the after pictures, like there is this kind of trend towards a very specific look,
Yeah.
which is like this very delicate, slightly
Like a
upturned
little button nose.
almost.
Okay.
It's very subtle, but it's there. And it makes you wonder, you know, these procedures, while they are intended to create balance and harmony, are they actually pushing us towards like a more homogeneous standard of beauty.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to think about.
It's like instead of celebrating like all the different types of noses,
yeah.
It's like, oh no, we all have to strive for the same one.
Exactly.
Which is so interesting.
It's like airbrushing, but on a surgical level,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know, it's interesting.
It's very interesting. And it makes you think like, what are we really trying to achieve here?
Right, exactly.
Like, is it really about feeling good about yourself, or is it just about like...
Or fitting into this box?
Fitting in. Okay, so you mentioned non-surgical rhinoplasty.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
What is that?
So non-surgical rhinoplasty is actually where they're using dermal fillers.
Okay.
To reshape the nose, but it's temporary.
Hold on. So instead of going under the knife, you're getting...
You're getting fillers.
Fillers in your nose.
In your nose.
To like plump it up in certain areas.
Yeah, to smooth it out, to maybe like lift the tip a little bit, that kind of thing. So it's become very popular because it's much less downtime, obviously.
Yeah, instant gratification.
Exactly.
But is it safe?
That's the question.
I mean, I guess with anything, there are risks. But do they talk about that on the before and after page?
They don't really get into risks too much.
Okay.
They really emphasize the experience of their surgeons, which is obviously very important.
Oh, for sure.
And they talk about aftercare.
Of course.
But they don't really get into, like, potential complications or anything like that.
Right, which I feel like is kind of important.
It is important because even though it might seem like a small tweak, you're still...
It's still surgery.
It's still surgery. There are risks involved.
Exactly. And it's not just physical risks. It's, like, psychological.
Huge.
Right. Like, are you going to be happy with the result?
Exactly. Like, what are your expectations going in?
Yeah.
And will it match up with reality? Because that can be a slippery slope.
It's true. It's like, what are you actually hoping to change by changing your nose?
That's a great question.
So we've talked about, like, the motivations, and we've talked about the techniques. We've talked about, like, the ethical dilemma of it all.
Yeah, ethics. Yeah.
For someone who's listening, who's, like, never even really thought about rhinoplasty before.
Yeah.
What is, like... The big takeaway from all of this, like, what does this tell us about ourselves?
I think it's that we are, as a culture, kind of obsessed with beauty.
Always have been.
Always have been.
Right.
But now we have the technology to really do something about it.
It's true. And so it's like,
what extent? Right.
Yeah.
Like, where do we draw the line? I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah. And it's like, how much of it is about feeling good and how much of it is about, like, I don't know, fitting into this mold that's like always changing anyway.
Right. It's like you're on this hamster wheel of like chasing this
yes.
ideal.
Okay. So like, where does it go?
Right.
Like, what happens when like the before photos already look like what we think are good afters? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, will there be a point where like... We reach peak nose, and then what? What happens then?
Yeah, like, what's the next thing? I don't know. Is it just like...
Right. Does technology just keep getting more and more...
Advanced.
And we can tweak it and even more subtle.
Oh, my...
It's like this arms race against our own insecurities or something. It's very strange.
That's a really good way to put it. Okay, so we've covered so much. But for someone who's listening who's like, I've never even thought about this, like, what's the big, big takeaway here about all this rhinoplasty stuff?
I think, you know, at the end of the day... Rhinoplasty, like any cosmetic procedure, it can be a really powerful tool for positive change.
Yeah.
But you have to go into it with your eyes wide open.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, like really think critically about it and be aware of your own like motivations.
Be real with yourself.
Be then. Real with yourself. Don't get swept up in these trends, you know?
Totally.
Like just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean you have to.
It's your nose.
It's your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about what makes you feel good. Not about what some magazine or some website tells you should look good.
It's about why you're doing it.
Exactly.
Not just like, oh, I'm going to change this. It's like, but why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what are you hoping to achieve?
Yeah.
And is this procedure actually going to get you there? Because like real confidence comes from within.
It doesn't come from a doctor.
From a doctor. Yeah.
Well put. I think we'll leave it there for our listeners to ponder
yes.
all of this, because I feel like this is a big one to unpack.
It is a big one.
It really is. Yeah. But that's all the time we have for today.
So fascinating, though.
So interesting. I feel like we could talk about this forever, but we won't.
Another time.
Another time. We'll have you back, and we can talk about all things noses.
I would love that.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Of course. And to our listeners, as always, happy diving.